Good morning. I'm Steve Smith, and it is the 3rd of November. I'm joined this morning by Joanne Fox from The Globe, the newspaper of the Catholic Diocese of Sioux City, with a rundown of events. We call it Cultural Continuum. And hey there, Joanne.
Hey there, Steve. Others may call it something else. We call it Cultural Continuum.
If they call it something else, other people will be confused about what they're talking
about. That's true. So we best stay on task. Cultural Continuum.
Okay, we get underway with an art event. The Benson Burner Group Art Show begins this afternoon at 5 o'clock, goes till 9 o'clock tonight, and it continues tomorrow, or resumes tomorrow, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The show features 14 artists in 7 different studios at the Benson Building in downtown Sioux City. Works include paintings, photography, pottery, mixed media art, and custom surfboards. Go to bensonart.carbonmade.com to find out more.
Boston Brass will be performing at Northwestern College tonight. That's going to be at 7:30 p.m. The iconic ensemble plays a blend of classical and jazz, and they will be joined on stage by 100 local students for some of their favorite pieces during the first half of the concert. And then during intermission, the audience will vote on their own favorites to build the set list for the second half. This concert is part of the 40th anniversary season for Orange City Arts. Lots more at orangecityarts.net.
Wayne State College is presenting something called Under the Stars 4 tonight at 7:30. Actually, you could have gone to this event last night as well. It's continuing tonight. The evening features a custom-designed planetarium show, and it's synced with live chamber music.
The Siouxland Artists Holiday Show is this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Commerce Building in downtown Sioux City. This is expected to be the last show for artists who had studios in the Commerce Building since plans were announced to convert the building into apartments and offices. So possibly the last chance to view those artists and their stuff. Lots more at SiouxlandArtists.com.
Russian pianist Boris Slutsky will be performing a solo recital at Morningside College tomorrow evening at 7:30, and that'll be at Epley Auditorium. The recital will include works by Haydn, Schumann, Chopin, and Ravel. Since his orchestral debut at Carnegie Hall with the New York Youth Symphony in 1980, Slutsky has appeared on nearly every continent as a soloist and a recitalist.
The Cherokee Symphony will present its 62nd season on Sunday. That's going to be at 4 p.m. at the Cherokee Community Center. This 55-member orchestra will present the ever-popular annual Cherokee Symphony Pops Concert. Musical pieces include the Light Cavalry Overture, plus compositions by Tchaikovsky and Edward Elgar. Lots more at CherokeeSymphony.org.
The last weekend to see the exhibit Fully Involved at the Sioux City Public Museum. The exhibit features 51 firefighting images of Sioux City Fire and Rescue taken by local photographer George Lindblade. The exhibit, which recognized Fire Prevention Month, is open through Sunday. Museum hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday and 1 to 5 p.m. on Sunday. You can go to SiouxCityMuseum.org to find out more.
Two Morningside College students will perform in a recital. That's going to be on Sunday at 7:30 p.m. in Epley Auditorium on the Morningside College campus. Tenor Joel Schoening will perform songs of various styles, including Baroque-era Italian, Romantic-era German, spirituals and aria, a Handel oratory, and Spanish and Mexican art and folk songs. And then also trombonist Jared Bade will perform pieces by Marcello, Guilmant, and Galliard. There's more on that at morningside.edu.
Historical reenactor Daryl Draper will present George Drouillard, Hunter, Interpreter, and Sign Talker for Lewis and Clark. That presentation will be on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Betty Strong Encounter Center. Mr. Draper will combine his knowledge of history with his acting ability to portray one of the Lewis and Clark Expedition's most valuable members, who is an expert hunter, Indian sign talker, and wilderness woodsman. Go to SiouxCityLCIC.com.
November is National Hospice and Palliative Care Month, and Hospice of Siouxland is hosting educational snapshot sessions. That's going to be on Monday at noon and then at 3 p.m. and then again on Thursday, November 16th at 5:15 and 6:30 p.m. More information on that by calling 712-522-0231.
The Sioux City Public Library is hosting a welcome reception for Helen Rigdon, the newly appointed library director. That will be on Tuesday from 5 to 6 o'clock at the downtown library, the Wilbur Elfs Downtown Library. The public is invited to join library staff and board members in welcoming Rigdon.
The South Sioux City Public Library is hosting its monthly Cookbook Book Club, and that's going to be on Thursday, November 9th at 6:30 p.m. Participants are encouraged to check out a cookbook, pick a recipe from the theme of the month, then make and bring the dish to the meeting to talk about the cookbooks and taste the food. And November's theme is side dishes, so you can find out more about that at southsiouxcity.org/library.
Allie Carson, the founder of Ode and arts producer here at Siouxland Public Media, will be at Scooter's Coffee on Hamilton Boulevard on Thursday, November 9th from 7 to 8 p.m. During this informal social gathering, you can learn more about live storytelling. You can pitch your story idea in person and then stay connected between events. Ode is a storytelling series where community members tell true stories on stage to promote positive impact through empathy. It is produced by Siouxland Public Media. Have you ever done Ode?
I have, Steve. I did one on my wandering child.
Ah.
Yeah, it was under the What You Don't Know Can't Hurt You or something like that. And it was great fun. I really enjoy them. And Siouxland Public Media, KWIT, does a great job of presenting those on air. So it's fun. If you happen to miss it, you can see it. But that's a great connection to Allie, and she can explain much fuller what is involved in that. But here's another event that you might want to take advantage of. The Morningside College Music Department is going to present a jazz band concert. That's going to be on Thursday, November 9th. It will be at 7:30 p.m. at Epley Auditorium. A total of 19 students will perform in this jazz band, pieces by Duke Ellington, Thad Jones, Count Basie, Charles Mingus, much, much more.
And Sioux City Art Center has a new exhibition on display. It's called Crafting Tradition, Oaxacan Wood Carvings. The wood carvings from the Mexican state of Oaxaca are part of a longstanding tradition for creating folk arts and crafts. The exhibition includes everything from common and fantastic animals to religious figures and scenes from everyday life. And that'll be on view through Sunday, January 21st. If you'd like more information, you can go to SiouxCityArtCenter.org. That will do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. Remember, if you have an event you'd like to submit, you can email it to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. And you can find out lots more by going to our website as well at kwit.org and looking up our community events section. For my co-host, Joanne Fox, and on behalf of executive producer the aforementioned Allie Carson, I'm Steve Smith.